right. Good afternoon, morning, evening, whatever. We're at Boys and Girls. This is Terry and Ray. We're Pratt Trap, YYC. Today we are going deep on... What are we going to... Oh, coming out and going down on brother husbands? No, that doesn't seem quite right. Take it as you may. I think we are going to be discussing our coming out stories. They're a little bit different, but we kind of went through it at the same time, just 10 years apart, which may seem a little strange, but that's kind of what we're doing. Yeah, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll start, seeing as how I'm the older one, way back from the, 1800s. I came out later in life-ish, only because, due to circumstances, I didn't come out until I was 23. So, when I did, I remember, I always knew I was, way back, like, since I was four. It's just, it's one of those things, but you just deal with it. But when I finally did come out, the first person I came out to was my aunt, the day, that will go down in infamy for me. Anywho, so I came out to her, we were crying, everyone was like, oh, boo-hoo, I'm gay, and she's like, oh, I know, and then we're like, oh, God, and then it was very cathartic, and as soon as, I think anyone who has come out realizes, as soon as you do come out that first time, it's just an overwhelming amount of feelings and emotions that you're just not ready for, but as soon as it's said out loud, it's just the most amazing thing. The fear is gone that you've been building up for so long, all the panic, all the worry. But contrary to most people's belief, once you come out the first time, it's not the last time you ever come out. You will find you're coming out every day for the rest of your life, and it definitely gets easier. It's more of a side note, being like, oh yeah, I'm gay, and then yay, but yeah, it's there. So, it's a party! Not every time is like Scott Thompson coming out on Kids in the Hall, and there's the big gay parade going down the street. Not every time is going to be like that for you. As long as one of them is, then that's all you really need. Yeah, after that, it was easy. It was, just coming out to the family members that you know are closest to you first, that's what you get. After that, you tackle your friends, you tell everyone that you need to know that feels that they want to be part of your life, so you actually figure that out. And then if you want to be out and loud and as proud as you want to be, you're telling everyone. You're telling your neighbor, you're telling that guy at the corner store, you're telling your proctologist, just to be careful, because you never know, you might get a little excited. It's just, it's at a level that you're comfortable with, and everyone's going to be different. I don't openly shout that I'm out and gay at work, but it's mostly obvious to anyone that knows me, so...
Or if you open your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Purse, blah. It's just one of those things. Yeah. What do you got? What was yours? Let's tell yours, yes, because it's super exciting. And it's way funner than mine.
Not really. I do have a question.
Yeah.
When you came out, why didn't you come out to me?
I always thought I had. I don't know. Did I never?
No.
Really?
I don't remember you ever doing it. Oh, I think God. It was just an unspoken thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's, first of all, when I told Dad, I assumed as soon as you tell Dad, it's just everything, like everyone in the world knows it. Because they'll go through like the Dad telephone game. And so I just assumed, I never realized that I hadn't. Ever?
I found out from Uncle Carrie, because he was telling us in the car that Dad had told Colleen. So I went through a whole telephone
game. I told you! This is exactly what's going to happen. You tell Dad, and then the whole world knows. I never really even noticed that I didn't.
Yeah,
I think it was mostly because back then, it's... And you don't. I don't want to say you don't get confused, but you tell so many people, and you don't know who you've told and who you haven't told. Mm-hmm. So I just... you get to that tipping point of, well, I've told so many people that if I haven't told you by now, you're going to find out anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, Yeah. Should I apologize that for now? For
no, like, I was just curious because I wondered if it was because of my age.
No, no.
Because I was like a baby. Ish.
Ish.
Or because you weren't sure that I'd be like accepting and then that might put more of a strain on our relationship.
Oh, Lord, no. No, I just never even, I honestly never even thought about it. I just assumed that you'd know. Not saying that I would have had the conversation if I would have known it meant that to you.
I was just wondering. I never really thought about it either.
Until now. God, I'm a terrible brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see? End of the podcast.
Yeah. Click.
So for my story, it was a little bit weirder because I dated a girl for almost 4 years throughout high school, after high school, and then we broke up. And then it was all wah, wah, wah for a couple months. And then I started seeing this guy who was friends with one of my friends, and we just randomly met at a mall one day and started talking. And that went on for part of the summer in 2007, right around the time you and I started getting closer again, because we're both adults, and we ended up moving in together.
Me and him, not him and his new boyfriend.
Yeah, no, me and Terry, which is exciting because we were both kind of going through this weird growth phase at the same time. You lost a bunch of weight. I lost a bunch of weight. We were both very
ready thin and starving. It was amazing.
Ready to take on this big gay world, because you never really explored it in the city, and I was completely new to it. So we kind of forced each other into this role to just seek it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked to you for all the, like, knowledge and advice and everything, and you had nothing.
Yeah,
just as much as I did.
Nothing.
And then coming out to you, I think, was... Coming out to myself was weird because I still always considered myself bi and I could date a girl and whatever, whatever, but I was with this guy and I'm very much a monogamous relationship person. And he was over quite a few times at the house, and one time you saw him leaving the house from our back door and I kissed him goodbye, and that was basically my coming out story to you. Although at the time I didn't know you saw. So it was still hard to come out and say, hey, I'm dating this guy, even though I knew you were gay and accepting and whatever, whatever. But it was still the first step of being like, okay, I'm gay.
Yeah. And then I think it was like it was the next day or a few days later, we're like getting ready to go somewhere. And we all get into like my beater of a car that just took us everywhere. And we're just getting in the car and you turn to me. You're like, so I got to tell you something. And then I'm like, yeah. It's like, I'm kind of seeing blank. And I'm like, I know. I saw you make out with him 3 days ago. So I'm surprised I kept the secret that long, because 3 days is a long time for me to try to keep a secret. But again, you'll come out at your own time. I'm not going to force you to do it. Who knows? He might have just been experimenting. It might have been just really good European friends. I don't know. Yeah, I just I let you have your own pace. You were still younger than I was when I came out.
Yeah,
so,
I was only 19.
Yeah, so I was no one to say when you can come out, or even if it was a coming out or anything. So
yeah,
yeah.
And I think a part of it why it was harder was because I didn't want to add one more gay person to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Which was ridiculous at the time that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I think I kept trying to push it away because I was like, I don't want to be the next gay kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then have dad completely, like, freak out.
Yeah. Actually, bringing that story, I will... A little anecdote, because I always forget it. And it's one of my favorite stories to ever tell. When I did come up to my father, I call him up. It was... I believe it was actually October 11th of 2019. Oh God, what year is it? 2003. 2002. Way back then, so you can tell how old I am. Some of you listening might not have even been born yet, so I've been gayer and outer than you've been, longer than you've been alive. I call him up, October 11th, National Coming Out Day. So if you haven't done it, do it. And I told him I need to talk to him about something, and he automatically assumed it was that I was in love with my best friend that I've been in love with for years, and that I'm finally going to tell her how much I love her, and I'm like, no, it's not going to be what it is, but, you know.
There's your shout-out, Marlene.
Yeah, Marlene, we love you. I go over there. I tell him I'm all panicked and I'm all worried because, oh my lord, what is he going to think? Is he going to kick me out of the family? All of these worries that I've had for so long. Even though I'm out to almost everyone else, I just hadn't told him yet because I didn't know how he would react.
Except your brother.
Shut up! Like I said, I thought I did. God. The amount of gay porn you must have found on my computer somewhere. I figured you would have figured that out. But, so I go... And I tell him, flat out, Dad, I'm gay. And then he's like, so, how long is this going to last? Is this just a phase? Is this just for now? Is it because Marlene wouldn't date you? I'm like, no, it's not because one girl would not date me, so I've turned gay. I've been gay my whole life. He's like, okay, fine. Well, seeing as how you opened up, I guess I should open up. Yeah, now you know where this story is going. Just so you know, you have a sister, and she's a lesbian. So...
This would be 2001.
Yeah, 2001. That's what I thought. So,
a Space Odyssey.
I don't know if anyone else has the same father that we had, but he's a very big one-upper. So if you do something, he's got you beat because he's done something better.
Yes.
You've experienced something, he's experienced more. You've had a really shit day, his day's been shittier. So I am finally gay. He just out-gayed me because I've got a gay sister I never knew about. I was furious, but I'm like, you know what? That's fine. How about we meet her and we become a big gay family? So, yeah, that's what Ray was talking about, not being the other gay kid. It is me, Ray, and our estranged sister. We are all...
We're all half-siblings.
We're all half-siblings in different directions. I guess it's a long and convoluted story. But, yeah, so, all gay. All in the same family. Dad's a lucky guy. then flash forward about seven years... 2001 to 2007, six years. Ray and I, he was grown up, so he was past 18, 19. We had both moved out of Dad's house when we were young, for family-ish reasons. And we got really close that summer, and we actually decided that the time was right and whether we should live together. And it was actually...
Well, at that point, you had moved out since 98?
Yeah, I moved out when I was 19.
9 years we hadn't lived together.
Yeah, and we'd hardly spoken. Like, we would spend some holidays together, or you'd, like, spend some time with us and whatever, but we weren't close. And,
no.
Not like text messaging was a thing way back when, so... Yeah, and like we don't talk signals on the phone. So it was weird. It was a strange time. I felt very abandoned by most of my family. Not for any reason in particular. I kind of shut myself away from it. And for the same thing, I also, I was away from the gay community, and I didn't know what was out there. I was a fat kid, and I never thought I would fit in with the gay community, because I didn't know that there were other people other than these muscle jocks or twinks out there. That is what you see. But when I finally, what I decided was... I needed to change myself because I wanted to be loved, and that's kind of what I assumed that we needed. I lost a ton of weight. It was the best starvation diet that I think I've ever done in my life. It was great. I'm not suggesting it or condoning it, but it worked for me. 140 pounds in like 13 months. It was amazing. And the best part of it is when I was starting it is actually when we started living together. And I think you had already started dieting because you wanted to better yourself at the same time.
I just started losing. When I moved out from Dad's, that, again, as I moved back for like 4 months, and then I moved out with my girlfriend for another 8 months, and I was working full time, and I was living with her, and I guess the stress of not living with Dad, I lost like 65 pounds before I even moved in with Terry. So it was very weird that we were losing weight at the same time when we were going through these kind of mental shifts at the same time when we weren't even together.
Yeah.
Until we actually moved in together, and then everything just like clicked.
Yeah. It was amazing. And I think that was it. Like, we were friends. You know, we were good friends. We were brothers. But we didn't really have that much in common. At least I didn't think until you actually came out to me. Which, even if you wouldn't have, I think we would have still been, I think we would have gotten close that summer, only because I think we were away from under Dad's shadow, and we could be our own people, and we were a lot more open and honest with each other and how we felt and how everything went down, like the 10 years prior to.
Mm-hmm.
But just you coming out, it was, as much as I think it was a revelation for you, it was also a revelation for me, because now we had something in common.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I actually felt like I had a real brother, because mm-hmm. We did these things together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first time, I had been to gay bars before, but I never really did anything there. I kind of went in, and I was the bumpy old wallflower that just like kind of sat in the corner, and you know, yay us. And I would only go with one or two people, so I didn't know anyone. But then when we started going to the bar, it was like amazing. It was this huge group that would always go, and mm-hmm. we'd have fun, and we would just live,
mm-hmm.
even if it was for the night. And yeah. I think that was the most amazing thing. It was very lover boy. Everybody working for the weekend, because that is what we did. It was like Monday through Friday, we would like just meander through our weeks, and then Friday would happen, and yeah, Friday would happen. We'd kind of go to the bar because it was like a, you know, usually drag shows on a Friday night, but it would be a warm up for Saturday, which is then when it cranked up, and we would stay there until 2:30.
Yeah.
Ugly lights came on, and I'm dragging everyone out of the bar because I didn't usually drink that much because I was the DD. So it was such a life experience that I think we both needed mm-hmm. at that time, just to even immerse ourselves in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for me, the big problem with that was we would be going to one singular bar, and it was still mostly populated by the same
stereotypes
that we thought is what the gay community was.
Mm-hmm.
So I still wasn't seeing myself, or at least how I thought I still was in those people. Anyone that's grown up fat, even if you lose a lot of weight,
mm-hmm.
you still consider yourself a fat kid.
Yeah.
Even though I was, Lord, I think at my lightest 160, and that's just ridiculous for me.
Yeah.
I was 160 and I still felt fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I see all these people and they're like, oh my God, you're so thin. And I'm like, oh, I just want a cheeseburger, but then I won't be able to eat for a week. And I always compartmentalized it like that. But yeah, I still wouldn't ever see it. And then when I finally realized that there was other bars to go to and other cliques to actually fit into, mm-hmm. is when I finally found the bear community, it was like I was like, holy God, there are people like me out mm-hmm. here, and you are gay, and you are happy, and you are not shamed to be one particular style, and it was amazing. So yeah, pretty much as soon as I found out, found them, I ate all the McDonald's I could possibly eat, and I was literally a squirrel about to hibernate for winter. It was like all the food, and I packed it on so fast, and it was amazing. But it's those cycles that I always went through. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I don't know. What about you? What do you got?
I got nothing.
Well, how did you feel when, I know how it was for me, but how was it for you going to a gay bar with your older brother?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Because I felt safe, like, no matter the situation I was in or whatever, I'm not going into this community, like, alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had someone who had my back and mm-hmm. vice versa.
Yeah.
So it was very, strange but cathartic at the same time. That it was like we're going through this weird world shift from every aspect of our lives. For me, more so probably than you, because you had already come out. But for me, it was like...
You were doing it at the same
one
time.
One thing after another, after another, after another. So I could look to you for guidance, but I'd also be experiencing it on my own, but also have the safety of people in my corner, especially with our little group at the time. It felt very safe. Our house felt safe. Our conversations felt safe. Just everything we did, I felt like I had a community and I had people backing me, even if it wasn't just from the gay community itself.
And I think that was something that we started way back then. We didn't live downtown, but we were close to downtown. And so it was me, my brother, and a poor, poor straight man who lived with us. I feel really bad for him now because he, oh, the shit that he would have had to deal with. He was very, very straight. A typical redneck Albertan, and he's a great guy, but I think we really shook him to the core a lot of the times. But what we created even at that house was, it was a safe place, and a lot of people knew about it, and a lot of people came over, and it was, it would always be the pre-party house before we go to the bar, because we weren't that far away from all the bars. We apologize to anyone who had to walk up that crazy-ass hill on 14th to get us, but when you're drunk, it doesn't matter.
You're sober by the end of it.
Exactly, and it's great, then you're ready to party some more. But yeah, it was, that whole year, 2007 to 8 was, God, now I feel like I'm like the, that football player that's reliving his glory years. But literally that year that you came out and, we did all that was one of the best because it really helped me shape and define who I was even then. Because I didn't have to go through the whole, oh, I'm coming out, and then I need to meet gay people. I have to deal with the culture. Because I've been out for 6 years, but I'd never experienced anything like that before. So I already knew who I was, but I didn't really. I knew I was gay, but I didn't know what that meant. And I didn't know what the culture was. And it was...
I think it might have helped that I was, because I was kind of thrusting you.
Exactly. You were dragging me along with whatever we did. And like, I'm never complaining about that. It opened my eyes as much as it opened yours. But I just think that it forced me to deal with a lot of the problems and issues that I had with myself and in and with the community that I never would have even got over otherwise. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't be gay Yoda like I am now if I didn't have that experience. And meeting all those people. It was great.
So what's our takeaway then from this episode?
Get a gay brother.
10 years older.
Oh, shut up! We never even discussed that I was 10 years older than you the whole time. If you are gay, make your brother gay. And then you've always got a someone to drag along to the gay bars with. I don't know. I don't know if this is how straight brothers... I'm sure this is not how straight brothers act with each other. But when they go to bars, I'm sure, you know, they'll pick up... You know, they'll be wingmen for each other and pick up chicks. Not together. We've never done that. So don't ask. I don't know. That's the whole thing. If it can't be your brother, find someone who's like a brother. Right? It is a great thing if you are coming out and just experiencing it. As difficult as it might be, try to find someone who's going through the same thing as you are at the same time. That way you are on equal footing when you guys are doing things and you've got that support system together.
Yeah.
That's what I would say for that.
Okay.
Last thoughts?
I just like to say, treat each other with kindness, respect, love, and just support. Because life sucks. It's hard. And you don't get to choose your family, but you get to choose who you want to spend your life with.
Yeah, agreed.
So find people who love you and care about you, and that's it.
And if they don't love you, at least give you presents.
Exactly.
Yes. Because you can't always feel like you're cared for, but at least you can be like wrapped up in some kind of mink or some fancy shoes. I am kidding.
Sort of.
I'm expecting my husband to buy me shoes after this. No, you, find someone that you need and that someone that needs you. That's the most important thing. It has just you make yourself feel wanted and wanting in return, if that's even a word. Yeah, you know what I meant.
All right. All right. All right. That's it for this week.
That's all I got. Cheers, slut.
Cheers.